Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. McClower. This is the summer seminar series, and we're talking about cooking this week. And you know, one of the important parts about cooking, if you think about all cooking, one of the important parts is desserts. And what about desserts in the summer? Well, number one, it's just too dang hot to bake, so you're not going to do it. And number two, you need something besides store-bought ice cream. Well, let me throw some things out there for you. First of all, put fruit in the fridge to get it all chilly, and then cut it up. Simple. It's cool and nuggetized, so your kids will eat them on hot summer days. Plus, you can even dollop a little whipped cream on top for good measure. No, not that glop that comes out of the bucket that has absolutely nothing real in it. I'm talking about real whipped cream. The recipe's really complicated, though, for whipped cream. You know how you do it? Ready? You may want to write this down. Take some cream and whip it. If you got a little vanilla, toss in a teaspoon with a teaspoon of sugar. And you've got something that will whip the pants off of any processed food weirdness that comes out of your freezer. Plus, this will help your children practice eating fruit for dessert. Bonus. You know, and something else you can do, which is fun, is you can put a banana on a stick and freeze it in the freezer. Like, where else would you freeze it? And then, once it's frozen, you can dress it in a little melted chocolate and then maybe throw some crushed nuts on it, stick it in the freezer again. You got a healthy popsicle that's got zero high fructose corn syrup, zero hydrogenated oil, zero synthetic day glow colored dyes, synthetic sugars, or other weirdness from Mars in it. It's a beautiful thing. And again, it gets your kids to start eating fruit like they're supposed to. I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions, just let me know. Info@willclower.com. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.